Remembrances have been pouring in all week after the death of Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Mary Oliver. Among them are from people in Provincetown, where Oliver lived for more than 40 years. Joining us to talk about Mary Oliver is Nan Sinnater, lead librarian at the Provincetown Public Library. Nan, thanks for being with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
So tell us how you met Mary Oliver.
Well, I was a longtime bookseller here in Provincetown, and when my bookstore closed, I started to work at the Provincetown Bookshop as a manager, and the Provincetown Bookshop had a longtime special relationship with Mary. So when the elderly owner, he was 93 at the time when I first started, said to me, "Call up Mary and ask her to sign some books," I said, "Call up Mary Oliver?" I had never even met Mary Oliver, but, you know, I knew her work. And he said, "Yeah, call up Mary." So I did, and I asked her if she would come and sign some books. And she said, "No, I'm too old." She said, "I'd be happy to sign them if you bring them to me."
And how old was she at this time?
Oh, that was, 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in her 70s, I guess. Mm. And so she said, "Bring them to me, and I'll sign them." So we started this routine where I brought 2 or 3 large boxes of books, because she signed everything, not just her new hardcover, but everything that we carried, which was everything by her. So I would bring her dozens of books, and I, you know, got to know her dog, Ricky, and I got to spend a little time just chatting with her every time I would drop off the books, and she would sign them and call me and tell me to come and get them, and I'd come back and get them. Usually I'd bring her flowers. Mm. And one time when she wasn't there, I came in and she had left a note with some golden chanterelle mushrooms for me, with an advisory that she thought that they were great for breakfast sauteed in butter.
So she was a forager?
Yes, apparently so.
So
and I got the benefits.
You got the mushrooms, right? So you really got to know her then. You got to talk with her.
I got to talk with her. I can't say I got to know her. We were acquaintances, and friendly acquaintances at that. And we got to chat about her neighbors and her dog and what was going on in town and stuff like that. And we talked about the book business. She always wanted to know how her books were selling. And we talked about her change. I started working with her around the time that she changed over to Penguin from Beacon. Mm. And she talked about how it was, you know, worth it to her because she was going to make more money. And we talked book business and we talked town stuff.
Right. You know, I want to play a little bit of a clip here from an interview of Mary Oliver. She was speaking with Krista Tippett during the program titled On Being, and she explained some of her writing style. Let's listen.
I wanted the I. Many of the poems are I did this, I did this, I saw this. I wanted them, the I to be the possible reader.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than about myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was about an experience that happened to be mine, but could well have been anybody else's.
I'm wondering, Nan, when you hear that, I mean, what do you think about, what strikes you about Mary Oliver's poems, and why do you think that they've influenced so many people? I think the New York Times said she was the best-selling poet in the country.
Yes, she was the best-selling poet in the country. When I looked her up a few years ago on Amazon, she was number 2 in poetry after Shakespeare. So that tells you something about
right.
how incredibly popular she was. I think that is the quote that I would have picked out from that interview as well. I was struck by that basically that the I is you, the I becomes you. The I becomes the reader instead of the writer as you were reading it.
Right.
And I think that she's, you know, she knew her poetry better than anybody else. I think she's absolutely right on the money about that, that each time you read her experience, you enter into it in a way that is kind of mystical. I don't know how she does it.
So does the library have any special events going on to remember?
Yes, we're having, on Sunday, we're having an open mic reading of her poetry by anybody who cares to come and who wants to read their favorite poem.
Oh, great. And do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, along with about half the world, I would guess, Wild Geese.
Right. Is Wild Geese is your favorite. Yeah. Because, just briefly, what would you say?
Because it condenses and speaks directly to what she writes about all the time, which is your place in the wildness of the world.
All right. Well, Nan Senator, lead librarian at the Provincetown Public Library, we're going to go out with the last poem of Mary Oliver, reading some of Wild Geese. But thank you, Nan, for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Here's Mary Oliver again in that 2015 interview with Krista Tippett.
Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
That was Mary Oliver reading her poem Wild Geese in 2015. Mary Oliver died last week. She was 83 years old. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.